Yud Ches Macheshvan, good work, everyone. We're holding in Siman Yud Gimel, Seif Beis. We're going to Siman Yud Al, Seif Dal. Here we go. Seif Beis, a person has to clean off his feet from teeth, from cement, or any residue that he has on his feet, especially in old days, people used to walk into shul, and their feet were a mess. So you're cleaning yourself up. Included in that is also the idea that your clothing should not be dirty. You're walking into the palace of the king. That's my own thought. Meaning to say, you have to look at the base. It's called Mikdash Me'at. It's a small little base of Mikdash that already you see from the halacha. A person is allowed to spit in the base in the shul, technically, but as long as he rubs it with his feet immediately. However, the place can say today, like the Ben Ish Chai, Bi'ameinu, where we have regular floors in those days, remember they had earthen floors. So today you're not allowed to spit. Amod Chalei also adds telephone and all the different smartphones and everything else. A person should not walk into the shul with it on, certainly, or just walk in as if you're in the middle of your business meeting. All these different examples is a lack of covered, and you have to take it very seriously because you're walking to the palace of the king. And it could be the Raisa, as we will see, Mikdash Me'at, the Drasha, could be that the cover of the base of Mikdash is so serious that a person has to make sure that he is carefully respecting it. Next, Seif Gimel, a person should not walk into the shul if it's too hot and he wants to cool off, the AC is on, or if it's raining and he wants to protect himself. We're talking about the actual shul itself. You see how serious it is, not just walk in because you're allowed to protect yourself. And interesting that the next halach, which is to call your friend, you need to call your friend, then he's in shul. You're not allowed to walk in and just call your friend. You have to say a pasuk or stay in the shul for a little bit, and the staying itself is a mitzvah. The minig is to say, Asher Yeshev Sechad Yiluch HaSedah. Technically, you don't have to sit when he's saying it, the Ben Shai points out. However, you see that this heter is not even included when it comes to someone that's walking in because of the protection. Meaning this heter of saying psukim only applies when you're calling your friend. We'll discuss more about the shortcuts that the person can take in the shul. When it comes to eating and drinking, also it's brought down, Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to eat and drink in the shul. You're not allowed to drink or sleep in the shul, even a short little nap. But however, the Tzorch Mitzvah, for example, Yom Kippur night, people used to sleep in the shul. Or a person is eating the Tzorch Mitzvah Suda, that there's no intoxication, you're not going to get drunk, and you're not going to have Kalos Roish. Someone that learns all the time in the shul is allowed to eat and drink. Why? So you shouldn't be Mevatel. And the Ben Shai points out, which other people can also point out, that today our shuls have a Saz of Bismidash, since they learn in there, and therefore it's much more meiko when it comes to the mitzvah and what we have today, kiddushim and yortzeit and everything else. However, smoking, sleeping in the shul during davening, if you see your friend dozing off, and certainly when there's a drasha going to Ben Shai, you should wake him up. Obviously, you should do it with tremendous love. But the point that you see clearly is that you have to be so serious, even though there's a term today when it comes to the shul, but still to treat it as best as you can with respect. When it comes to Seifei, building a shul, you should take the instructions of a chacham because there's a lot of details on how to build a shul in a halachic manner. Siman Yadav is starting the laws of Sukkot Dezimah. Here we go. Seif Aleph. From Hoidu into the Shira is called Sukkot Dezimah. And before that is Baruch Shaman. The end is Ishtabach. Again, that's a different minhagim of Sfarad Ashkenaz. Interesting that the Balatanya in one place, the Hoidu is after Baruch Shaman. And in another, I think in the Siddha, he puts it before. So I'm not sure which Mistoma that's in the Siddur. That's the way most people are, the Chabad is knowing. In any case, you know, the Torah writes that this Baruch Shalma was a pitka. It was like a letter that fell down from heaven. And it's a very special bracha. It's really the opening and the closing of Baruch Shalma and Ishtabach of the Psukhe de Zimra. Psukhe de Zimra, the Kabbalist explains also, Zimra means a lashon of cutting, not just singing, which cuts away the interference. So that's why it's so important not to skip Psukhe de Zimra. Now, from Baruch Shalma until the end of Tfilah, you're not allowed to speak even lashon of Kodesh. Even for Dvar Mitzvah, there's a distinction between Psukah Dezimah and the Brachas of Shema. Meaning to say, Psukah Dezimah, even in Baruch Shomar and Ishtabach, as long as you're not saying the words Baruch Ata Hashem, if you hear a Brach, you're allowed to answer Amen. If you hear the Kahal saying Kriyat Shema, you're allowed to say the first Pasuk. And certainly you're allowed to answer Kaddish. However, the Pesukim really points out that Kaddish doesn't mean all the Amens necessarily, but it means the main five Amens of Damiran, all the way up to Damiran Baram Avim Ramin, plus Amen Yeshme Rabba. When it comes to Kedusha, when answering Kedusha, it's a two psukim, the main psukim, Kedosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod Hashem Koimoi. And when it comes to Moidim Anachnu Loch, when they're saying Moidim, you should say the words Moidim Anachnu Loch and bow down to show that you are also joining the Tzibu when it comes to Moidim. That's how important Moidim is. If a person is able to be Mechavan, that his responses are in between one chapter and the next, in the Psukkotim, that's the best. When it comes to Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmo, you don't answer. Why? Because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. Asher Yatzar, interesting, the Kitta says that Asher Yatzar, you should not say during Psukkotim, you could say it after davening. However, the Mishmurim says that no, you could say during Psukkotim, And other places say because they after Yishtava and the Kitzur Shachanach himself. If you look at the article that has the glossaries or whatever they're called, the amendments that the Kitzur Shachanach himself did on his own Kitzur, so he says you could do it after Yishtabach. So you don't have to wait till after Davening. See, basically, you should hold on to your two front tzitzis when you're saying Baruch Shomar, and then kiss it and put it down when you finish. Meaning, finish Baruch Shomar. Pesukah de Zima should be said benacha, slowly. Should be medakta in every word as if you're counting money. The joke is they say that some people they say Pesukah very fast because they count the money very fast. But really, that's not the intention. The intention is to say each word carefully. And not only that, the next halacha is that Pesach HaSedecha should be so carefully said with Kavana. And Kavana, the Ikka point of Kavana is to think about what the words mean, Pesach HaSedecha. And you should think in your mind, this is a beautiful kitzer, think in your mind about your Parnasa and the Parnasa of all Klal Yisrael. Also, if a person did not have come to Pesach HaSedecha, that Pasuk, you have to say it again. You have to go back. If a person, when a person is saying that Elilim, like right in the beginning of Hoidu, so there's the end of the pasuk says Elilim, and then Vashem Shemayim Asa. It's in the same pasuk, but you have to be careful not to put the words Vashem right after Elilim, because Chas Hashem, it sounds like it's connected. A person should be careful not to touch what's called Mekom HaSabuchusim in his body, meaning covered areas of your body. Render a person that he has to now wash his hands. The same thing when it comes to the area of the head that's covered. Certainly scratching your head. And if you did touch, you should wash your hands. But if you can't, you should do what's called the midi de menaki, which means rub your hands against a wall, etc. A tissue like we discussed. And included in this, according to the Kitchen Noch, is what's called tsoyas oizen ve'af, which means when a person, for example, has a runny nose, you shouldn't touch the mucus of his nose, the mucus of his ears. He has to wash his hands if he does so. However, the Mishnah says that there are those that are lenient when it comes to this. So if a person is stuck, certainly you could rely on what's called midi de menaki. And this is the halachas for today. Have a beautiful week.